Good morning, this is Deepak. I wanted to talk to you today about the different realms of our existence in the great tradition of the Vedanta, but also in the Jewish tradition and also in Buddhism and also through the great theologian Teilhard de Chardin. There are four ways of understanding our existence. The first is on the level of matter and energy. The second is the mind, intellect, and ego. The third is the level of the personal soul, the collective soul, and the universal soul. So these are known as the physical realm and the physical body, the subtle realm and the subtle body, and also the causal body and the causal realm. In other words, body, mind, and soul. However, these have been very deeply explored in all the traditions of the world. And the great Teilhard de Chardin called this the biosphere, the noosphere, and the theosphere. And a completely fulfilled life is one where the purpose of all these three realms is integrated and explored, and ultimately one finds union with the divine. So the physical realm, of course, is matter and energy. Our body is matter and energy. It's called pranamaya kosha and anamaya kosha, sheath. The kosha means sheath, and prana is energy, and ana is that derived from food. So what would a fulfilled life be? A perfectly balanced physical body that is, as I've mentioned before, joyful and energetic. A keen intellect that is always looking at the mystery of the universe and trying to solve it, a scientific mind, but also very healthy emotions that connect us to the world, such as joy, love, kindness, equanimity, and a healthy ego. An ego that gives you self-esteem, but is not dependent on self-image. Self-esteem is living to your core values. Self-image is, of course, what other people think about you. And then the third level is the level of the soul, the body of bliss. So the body of bliss, which is also referred to as Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means truth, Chit is pure consciousness, and Ananda is the realm of bliss. So fulfilled life would be to serve the purpose of all three bodies, to be healthy in all three realms, to climb what the Jewish tradition would be called the sacred ladder, the path to health, to love, to joy, to peace, to purpose, to meaning, and ultimately to enlightenment. This is how we fulfill all three realms of existence. More on this sometime soon in the future.